I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The U.S. Supreme Court says Alabama's highest court overstepped its bounds when it invalidated a lesbian mother's adoption. APR's Alex Aubuchon has more.
The Supreme Court ruled unanimously to throw out an Alabama Supreme Court decision denying a lesbian woman adoption rights she had previously been granted. The woman had adopted three children with a former partner. When she tried to ensure her visitation rights, the Alabama Supreme Court said her adoption was invalid. National Center for Lesbian Rights Family Law Director Kathy Sakimura represented the woman. She says this decision secures adoption rights in all states.
There is no question that the Constitution requires that every state has to recognize their adoption. No state can decide later that it doesn't like the adoption or doesn't like the law that was applied in the adoption and then just make people not parents anymore.
The woman now has full rights as an adoptive parent. I'm Alex Aubuchon, APR News.
An Alabama probate judge seals the will of author Harper Lee from public view. Court records available today showed Monroe County probate judge Greg Norris signed the order a week ago. Lawyers for Lee's personal representative and attorney Tanya Carter asked Norris to seal the will the same day. The request from Carter cited the writer's longtime desire for privacy. The motion says Lee wouldn't want her private financial affairs to be a matter of public discussion. Carter's attorney wrote that the To Kill a Mockingbird author left a literary legacy for the public, but it's not anyone's business to know what she left for her beneficiaries. Lee's relatives agreed with the request for privacy. Lee died last month at the age of 89. A new study about parents of children with cancer is underway at the University of Alabama. The study is being done by the University of Alabama's College of Human Environmental Sciences. The study will be looking at parents whose child has been diagnosed with cancer within the last 6 months to see how they emotionally handle the treatment process. Dr. Sherwood Burns-Nader is heading up the team. She feels the study will help future parents in handling the situation.
I think what this is going to tell us is just going to give us more information about how just the ups and downs of the daily experiences for these parents, because we don't really have that's missing in the literature.
Participants can be compensated $10 a day for doing the study for up to 7 days. Partly cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley as well as central and west Alabama areas tonight with lows in the lower 50s, and partly cloudy skies as well in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the upper 50s. I'm Mackenzie Bates, reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.